Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here. Coach, your team had such great energy coming out on the ice here tonight. You could totally feel it. It was as if, you know, they knew what was on the line, obviously, 3 points. But you talked about it in the pregame show, how your team needed to have that energy and to be able to keep the Gophers, you know, deep in their own zone. And they played so well throughout all three periods of this hockey game, didn't they?
Yeah, we did, Kelly. I'm really, really proud of our performance tonight. You know, great effort, great, you know, all the things we talked about in terms of keys. I thought we did a really, really good job. You know, first just, you know, working hard and out working, out competing was our goal. I thought we did a great job with our back pressure throughout the game. And, you know, it's just unfortunate you're that close to getting at least a point. And that's the frustrating thing because, you know, you never get any breaks here. You do not get breaks here at Minnesota. And we certainly didn't get it in that second period. But, you know, you got to overcome that. I was proud of the way we responded after they got the two goals to take the lead. And, you know, we come back and tie it, and then it's a 20-minute game. And we had great energy to begin with, some great looks to begin that third period. And that's what I said. You look at the opportunities we had, you know, we obviously could have had more than the two. So that's what we got to flush this one and come back and be ready to go tomorrow.
I know, coming out of that first period, leading 1-0 on a goal by a defenseman and a first-timer for Bree Jordy, her first career goal.
Yeah, and it went off Patty Marshall, her old teammate and you know, friend from Thief River. But, yeah, we had a great first period. I've said this before. I don't know who counts the shots over there, but all they do is mess up their own goalie stats because they had us 8 shots and we had a flurry of 4 right in a row, and they didn't give her one save. So, but whatever. I mean, that's, again, we got that first one. If we could have gotten that second one, you know, who knows what happens. But just a really, really good hockey game. I was just really, really proud of our effort tonight. And just, again, really, really frustrating to come out with 0 points.
I love how your team responded after they took that 2-1 lead, though, because it wasn't as if nobody let up. And then Paige Beebe with that great play down at the other end in the final minute. Talk about how she has played like a veteran. Of course, she's played alongside Claire DeGeorge and Emma Terrace, but Paige has just had some great offensive opportunities. And
you know, she works hard. She's big and strong, and she's got obviously got great speed out there, and she can snipe. And that was you know, she kind of made a mistake on their second goal, so it was kind of a great way to atone for that, and you know, obviously a big goal for us late in the second period.
Well, I kind of jokingly said after she scored that goal, her and Emily Brown played alongside each other at Blaine. I said 10 years from now, they'll be talking about this,
yeah,
these
no
two
doubt.
Goals.
Yep, absolutely.
How Emily scored first and Paige answered. Again, holding off the Gophers, though, they're tough. This is a tough place to play. You said it, you guys have to flush this one away. But going back to Lauren Bench, I thought she played a fantastic game against this Gopher
squad.
Yeah,
Lauren was solid. Lauren was solid. I thought she played a very good hockey game for us.
She looked pretty good down there. Again, tough to keep the Gophers off the scoreboard on power plays. They are the best team in the country on the power play at 25%, but you guys held them at least on that first one. They scored on the second one. Your penalty kill looked pretty good tonight.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, Zumwinkle's the biggest player on the ice, and Tina's the littlest player on the ice, and somehow Tina takes a penalty, and that's what I told Mike, and then I thought the second penalty on Riley, I mean, that was just great back pressure. There was no scoring chance, and he calls a tripping, and it's like, and again, like I said, we just got to overcome that stuff. But that's what happens when you come down here.
Absolutely. Coach, what do you guys need to do tomorrow to get a win here?
We just got to come play the same, Kelly. Yeah. We just got to come and play the same.
Coach, thanks for your time. Better luck tomorrow.
You betcha. Thanks.
Thanks. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here. Our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Again, a